I'm Brittany Cleckley.
And I'm Lindsay Railsback.
And we're doing the Chapter 9 case study of Nadia Barra, page 344 through 350. Okay, in the case study of Nadia, she keeps talking about how she feels in the middle, or she says she's torn right in the middle. What do you think she means? Or how do you... I think she feels that because her family is Muslim and she's living in a mostly Protestant country, I feel like she feels people look at her as too religious here in America with her beliefs, right, as Muslim beliefs are very strong. And then maybe when she goes back to Syria with her family, they are probably so strong with their beliefs and their rituals and traditions. She probably feels she's not good enough.
Right.
When she goes there. So she doesn't understand how to juggle that.
And I think when she goes back to Syria, they're completely submersed in the culture and in the Muslim faith. They practice it everywhere in all the public at all times. And when you're in America, it's not that way, you know? It's a faith, I think, that's practiced several times formally throughout the day. And yeah. I can understand how that'd be hard, yes, for her. So when she goes back home, she can do it publicly and out as she would and as she probably wishes, more formally at all times. And in America, it's not that she's having to hide it.
Yes.
But she can't necessarily be quite as forthright with her faith,
yeah,
as she is
open
at home
about it.
And I think she's struggling because she has her beliefs and she knows her faith, and she's not trying to hide it, but she's mm-hmm. trying to mix it in with the culture,
yeah,
of America.
Yeah.
American culture.
So some ways that I think we could address as future teachers, address these in the classroom, is I just feel like it's very important for a teacher to help her students understand all types of different cultures. So they're not, if you do have a student in your classroom like Nadia, they're not so singled out by the other kids.
Right.
And just by our stereotypical beliefs that we see in America of other people.
I even experienced that a little bit growing up in Texas, in West Texas, which is considered the Bible Belt. And the vast majority of people I grew up with were Baptist or Southern Baptist, but I was raised Catholic. Mm-hmm. And there's some differences, some fairly obvious differences in their faith. And while I had I didn't have any ill feelings towards someone else's faith, they did towards mine.
Yeah.
So it was a little bit difficult. I felt like in classes or when we were talking about different aspects of history, singled out, and not, it wouldn't be nearly to the degree I think that Nadia would experience,
yeah,
but I think in this way, you know, it's important to not just discuss, you know, one faith, first of all, and not just discuss what's gone bad.
Yeah.
You know?
Okay. How about for yourself, how about after 9/11? I know after the terrorist attacks, I myself would walk into an airport, and if I boarded a plane with a Muslim man with a turban on his head, my heart would kind of beat a little bit, and I admit I would kind of get afraid. Did you notice any kind of, yeah?
And I consider myself, you know, to be an open-minded person.
Mm-hmm.
And
yeah,
before 9/11, I don't think I would have ever given it a second thought. And I almost felt guilty.
Yeah.
Whenever I would find myself feeling nervous or unsettled because I saw a person, you know, of the Muslim faith, or, you know, automatically assumed that they were going to have a connection to Al-Qaeda. Because it's similar to, if you flip that, you know, somebody mm-hmm. in Syria, or thinking that, you know, everyone from America is a member of the Ku Klux